on Drive with Joel and Fletch.
It's time for Choose List Tuesday.
The Luminary of Liss is back on a Tuesday. Luminary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, boys. Bit loose in there this afternoon.
Oh, it's great. Very loose. Yeah. I think the listeners like that because the board has been on fire.
They do. People love looseness.
Yeah.
Know your market. Telling you, I've been trying to tell people this.
They do. Anyway.
Very good.
We're the Luminary of Looseness today. Anyway, you are the Luminary of Liss. And Joseph O'Brien, Dean, like, what a feat at 28 to have the two Melbourne Cups, to have the Cox Plate. We thought that we would challenge you today with some of the great young leaders.
Yeah, it's a tough topic too. And Joseph O'Brien, sensational record already at 28. So I've kind of looked at the ages of when some of our better-known off-field leaders or trainers or that actually started their careers. So the first one I've got is probably not known very well around the world unless you follow soccer. Is a bloke called Julian Nagelsmann. So at 28 years of age, he became the youngest head coach in Bundesliga history. He took Hoffenheim from relegation through to the Champions League spot in the space of a year. Renowned for innovative tactics and has got a really strong reputation that's growing. In 2019, he joined RP Leipzig and went on to back-to-back top three finishes. And then got the knock on the door from one of Germany's most successful clubs, being Bayern Munich. And at 33, he's now the head coach, or the manager, as they call him in soccer, of Bayern Munich.
Wow. Keep them coming through, by the way. If you think of any young leaders, hit us on the text line 0457 736 736. Before you go on the number three, Dean, just repeat number four's name again.
Julian Nagelsmann.
Julian Nagelsmann, number four for the young leaders. Number three.
Bill Cowher from America. He was in charge of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the NFL team, at age 34. They won 8 straight divisional titles, 2 American football conferences. They won a Super Bowl in Super Bowl 40. And with Cowher, as a 34-year-old, he was actually only the second coach ever in the NFL to reach the playoffs during his first 6 seasons. So from 34 to 40, he got the Steelers into the playoffs 6 years in a row.
And Brooksy, I reckon that later on, Sean McVay, would he have...
He was 32, I think, when he started in a coaching realm. Yeah. And a bit later as a head coach, yeah.
Remember he had the guy, he was dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and he had that guy on the sideline who would move him.
That's right, yeah.
That was his job, to move him, the spotter. That's number three. Number two, Dean.
Number two might sound a little bit strange because she's more of a regal lady these days, but Gay Waterhouse, he got a license from the AJC to start training horses in 92 when she was 38 years of age. So she'd spent a bit of time on TV. I think she was in the Young Doctors, went to America, to England. I think she was on Doctor Who over there, but came back and then started working in the family business with the father, TJ. Got her license in 92, trained a first Group 1 winner that same year. And then when TJ took ill in 1994, she had to take over Tullock Lodge and their stable, which was a really big concern. And I think now she's probably had over 150 Group 1 winners.
Yeah, and she'll be keen to... she won a Melbourne Cup with Fiorente, of course. Number one, Dean, of our young leaders.
Number one, and again, I'm not a fan of the Chooks, sorry, Fletch, but you can't really go past Trent Robinson. If you have a look at his career, he started his head coaching career at 34, coaching Catalans for 2 years. So in 2011, as a 34-year-old, got him to the Super League preliminary semi-final. Did the same thing in 2012. Came back to Australia in 2013 as a 36-year-old head coach in the NRL and won the 2013 grand final against Manly, I think it was. 2014 made the preliminary final. 2015 made the preliminary final. Bit of a hiccup in 2016 when they finished very low on the table. 2017 they won, got through the preliminary final again. 2018 won the grand final. 2019 won the grand final. 2020 they lost the semi final. And again this year got them to the finals again through the semi final where they were beaten by Manly, but such an impressive record, starting at 34, wins his first grand final at 36.
And 2022 wins the grand final, I think, too. Brian, the Roosters.
I'll go close.
Mate, very coach from last year, from this year, might win it with the Sharks.
Yes. I actually get the crow ready again. They are absolute morals to make the top eight. Sharkies.
Record this. Yep. Timestamp this, please.
Timestamp this. I'll tell you why, Dean. I'll give you a few reasons here and snap up the $2 plus why it is ever present. You think about last year, would they lose the first four games or they'd won bugger all in the first five games? They rush home, beat in a photo finish to make the top eight. You throw in Dale Finucan, you throw in Nicho Hynes, you throw in Craig Fitzgibbon, who has served the greatest apprenticeship, and he's a bloke who you just know is going to get it done. Steve Price, the assistant coach, has won two comps as an assistant coach at two different clubs. The Panthers lose Scotty Campbell Soups. He's the only strength and conditioning coach who has won at four different clubs. He joins them. You've got Josh Hannay there, Daniel Holdsworth there. It's a great little crew there. They will make the top eight. And as long as you see better than $2, for my opinion, there are a 75% chance of making the top eight. And you're getting a price that suggests they're only about a 40-45% chance.
Did you mention Cam McGuinness?
Cam McGuinness comes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cam McGuinness is another signing.
How do they not make the top eight? And you know, the other thing here, Dean, they're not a team reliant on one player. So if any of those players go down, the show goes on.
What about that kid, Metcalf?
Our Achilles heel for the Sharks has been some of our off-field signings in the past, and I think this year they've got it right.
Yep, absolutely.
The Metcalf kid, is he still at the Cronulla? Is it Luke Metcalf?
There's
Luke
stories Metcalf. Going around that he might be going to the Warriors.
Yeah,
he can play.
They're top eight all day, honestly. They are top eight all day. Anyway,
oh yeah,
well done, Luminary.
Thanks, boys. Have a good afternoon.
Will Thank do.
You. You I've think... got a couple of suggestions if I can throw them past you,
yes.
just to
young
for
leaders.
Young leaders.
Yeah.
So Gus won a competition at 30.
30.
So that was pretty young. But I think this one takes the cake. Nathan Kalis, he captained New Zealand at 22.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great France. Nomination. Yeah. So keep them coming through, and doesn't have to be necessarily sport or rugby league. Of course, Facebook, Mark
Zuckerberg.
He was quite young when he took the reins.
But he wasn't the boss. He had a CEO.
You know who was a young boss?
Tony Danza.
At Penrith. Payne.
Corey Payne.
Corey Payne was the CEO, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
No. I think he was just the face.
Right.
We need some legit.
Oh, you reckon Gus was the CEO? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think my namesake was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Bez Ed Fletcher out the Penrith there.
Brian with an eye.
Brian with an eye.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, let us know. Keep your Smiths coming
through.
Sorry,
but he did. Corey did have a business degree.
Yes,
but I just don't know the CEO.
Keep them coming through. John Coleman won a couple of VFL premierships as Essendon coach in his early 30s.